Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having, well, actually beautiful and wretchedly hot day. I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement, and be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. The air conditioning went out in my room, so it is unbelievably hot, and I'm trying to get through it, but I just want to say no, go take a bath or something, a cold bath. But anyways, those are my trials, those are my tribulations today. I was reading in Ephesians. I always love Ephesians. There's one book of the Bible that kind of tells you and lays out everything. The new spiritual nature, the fact that we're no longer under law, the fact that you're summoned, you're called. It's just a great book of the Bible. And if you want to kind of go through and know your position when it comes to the body, this is where you go. But anyways, I was reading this morning in Ephesians chapter 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints or the holy which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. It's always important when you read to know the context. This is to the faithful, the holy, the saints. You are faithful, you are holy, you are considered a saint. So therefore, this is for us. Verse 2, grace, which is that favor and goodwill be to you, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being from God, or out from the original source of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace comes from God. Peace does not come from the cosmos, and it's a spiritual peace. It's higher than all this stuff. It comes from God. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, having blessed us with all or every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. You have been blessed with all heavenly and spiritual blessings, not just some. You have the gifts. There's like gift of prophesying. There's gifts of healing. There's gifts of faith. There's a ton of gifts in here. You have them all when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. I wanted to jump over to verse 15 because, I don't know, this is what God gives you. This is how much he cares. If you go to verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints or the holy, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, in order that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, or the unveiling in the knowledge of him. He was praying that his fellow brethren would have the unveiling of getting to know and being acquainted with God. It's experiential learning. It's to experience God. It's not just to talk about God, but it's to experience what is the wisdom of God. Once you start to believe, and once you start to apply some verses, and once you start to throw away those thoughts that aren't from the word, that are carnal in nature, and you start to stick to these spiritual thoughts, it will change your life. And he's praying that they have the opportunity to live in that wisdom, to live with the spiritual understanding. I was just talking to my sister about this. Sometimes I'm like, my family in particular, my brother and my sister are so blessed because we were taught from a very young age to believe, to have faith. We were taught the word, how to read the word, how to break it down, how to get into the Greek. We were taught how to pray, how to speak in tongues, how to spiritually pray. All these things, to the point where now we have a relationship with God, a true and personal relationship with God, where you talk to God, where you rely on God. And sometimes I just think about how, man, like people they haven't been opened up to this. They don't have the access to this. Everybody has the access, but maybe not the maturity. And he's sitting here praying that the eyes of the understanding of his fellow believers can get to the point where they have the acquaintance with God, where they understand what it is to be a believer, what it is to have faith, what it is to lean on and be acquainted with, and to know that you know that you know that you have God. You have God in your life now. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. God never left you. He is there for you. You just have to focus on the things that matter. You got to get acquainted with the source. It talks about that. Being acquainted with the source comes from taking the words, heeding the advice of God, and applying them in your life. And the advice of God is everywhere in the Word. Read it. Take time to read it. Take time to apply it. And take time to believe. Tell yourself you believe, even if you don't. Focus on the things that matter. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. It doesn't go anywhere. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today and for getting me through yesterday. I pray that you just continually give me energy and to get me through everything that's going on, and that the right steps are taken. I pray for that air conditioning. I can't wait for it to be back on. And I thank you for air conditioning. It's fantastic. I just pray for each and every one of your believers that you just continually bless them and take care of them, Father. I pray for the healing of my brother and his knee and that it continually goes well. I thank you that he'll be finally healed from all that. And I'm just thankful for the family that you've been, that you've provided me and you've surrounded me with. And I'm thankful for the things that you continually show me. And I just ask for each and every one of your believers that they get to know you, just like Paul was praying for, that they can see that. I'm just very, very grateful for the day, Father. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.